Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate and Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, we move to the fourth quarter. It's Marion leading Mountain Home 49-3. Bombers with a fresh set of downs at their own 35-yard line. Back to this double wing. And boy, penetration by the Patriots. Pope had nowhere to go. Tobias, you pointed out before that last play, they were already subbed out. They've got their second string defense in there, and boy, they're not dropping off any.
No, not at all. They got some fresh guys in there, and the defense tackle's making the play before he's even making the handoff.
Brandon Morrow is in the game for Mountain Home, one of those tight end positions. Yeah, actually, he'll be split out wide to the right. He's the wide out now on the near side. Second and 11. Ball handed up the middle and out to about the 37, near the 38-yard line on the carry for Pope that time. Pickup of about three. On the road next week as Mountain Home makes the trip down to Pulaski County again to play Sylvan Hills. Back here 2 weeks from tonight for the home finale against Searcy. It's hard to believe there's only three games left in the season. Man, it goes fast.
It's flown by, hasn't it?
Yep. Third and 7 here for this Mountain Home offense. And we've got movement up front, and Marion has jumped again. One of the interior defensive linemen jumped. That defensive end on the far side just threw his arms up in the air. He couldn't believe he jumped offside.
It's like Jim O'Campbell there jumped off sides.
I had to move it out to the 43 with the penalty. That defensive end still glaring in there at his defensive lineman. He can't believe he did that. That kid's going to be a coach one of these days.
Yeah, he's coaching them up.
Third down at about 3 here, 4 Mountain Home. And Pope gets it, and he is going to have the first down just across the 45, and the Bombers will move the chains once again.
You like to see that. You know, you can definitely tell a difference with the second string coming in from Marion. We're getting a little push up there. It's nice to see that defensive line going backwards instead of them being in the backfield.
Down to 9:32 left in the contest. Marion leading 49-3. Stockton goes to the sideline to get the play. Tyler Chandler in the game at the wideout. He's blocking on the near side as it's Stockton that keeps it this time. He's going to pick up a yard out to the 47.
Maybe picked up a yard. Second down at 9.
Just not anywhere to go there. You know, they just match up so well with this double wing and with that many people in the box. Just makes it really hard to do much out of that formation. But
Brody Patterson will go into quarterback now for Mountain Home. Hunter Price is in the backfield. Pope's in the backfield now. We got some new faces in there for Mountain Home. Patterson runs into Pope as the ball is going to be fumbled, and Marion has come up with it at the 49-yard line. There's a problem at the mesh point there between Pope and Patterson, and Marion comes up with the football, third Mountain Home turnover of the night.
Yeah, he just ran right into his running back there as he went to make the handoff. Ball popped out. Just wasn't a good exchange. You know, sometimes whenever you start to get some of these backups, you know, they've not been in a lot of game situations like that, and you know, going to make mistakes. But you do what you can. It's nice to see some of these younger guys out here playing.
Goodness gracious. Look, I saw the Melbourne final. Harding Academy beat Melbourne 45-0 tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And Melbourne's not a terrible team this year, though.
No. 5-2 now. They were 5-1 going into that one.
Wow.
Catholic leading North Little Rock now 34-21 as they go into the fourth quarter. Well, that's a shocker there as well.
That may be a dogfight in that one.
Gain of six here for the Patriots as they have substituted out. They've got a bunch of new faces out there right now. Now to 7:34 left in the contest. Our charts we have made up, Tobias, are doing us no good now.
We are deep into the roster now.
We are. Handoff goes to the right side. First down for the Patriots.
Cam Anderson on the carry. He takes
that
the ball down to about
Cam Anderson, a sophomore running back who's into the ball game. Down to the,
Lindsay was there for the Bombers.
34, pickup of 10 on the play. So first down for the Patriots, 23rd of the night. I'll run it up the middle here. Down to 6:53 left in the contest.
Anderson on the carry again over left guard. He takes the ball down to about the 33-yard line. It'll be second and
Chandler
eight.
Is in the game now for Mountain Home. He's going to play one of those defensive ends.
Ivory was there for the Bombers.
For the Bombers. He'll be on the near side now. Second down and 9 for the Patriots. Anderson on a handoff to the right side. He's got a first down before he's forced out of bounds.
Cam Anderson sweeps around.
Well,
the
yeah, he may not.
Ball down to about the
he came up shy. He's going to be at the 25-yard line.
Line.
He's the about a half yard, two. About a yard shy. Third and about a yard here. Down to 6:05 to play. Anderson gets the handoff. He's got the first down this time as he makes his way inside the 20 down
Anderson
about the 18-yard line, a gain of 7.
It's a big week for Mountain Home, Brad, with all the homecoming festivities. Were you involved in any of that?
No, we'll be tomorrow, though. Of course, the Athletic Hall of Honor induction ceremony, that banquet is tomorrow. So
it should be a lot of fun. You all expect a big attendance out at that?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of folks there for that. Always is. Of course, that 8 overtime basketball team's going in. Brenda Yancey. It'll be good to see Brenda again. Saw her out here tonight when they introduced everybody at halftime. Talked to her this week. She's enjoying retirement.
I bet. It's neat to see that team. I didn't realize that 8 overtimes. That's, man.
It was amazing. That was the state championship game in 94 down in Little Rock when they lost to Fayetteville. Anderson loses the ball. I believe he got back on it at the 19-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 3. You ask the Mountain Home fans what they remember about the game. It was Kerry Tannenberger, who was the player for Fayetteville, All-Stater, just an amazing player. Finished regulation with 4 fouls and finished 8 overtimes with 4 fouls. She never fouled out. Mountain Home had 5, 6, 7 players foul out in that game.
Goodness.
Anderson sweeps right in. He takes the ball.
Yeah, if you go that many overtimes, it's probably just hard not to.
Exactly, yeah. There's a 6-yard pickup down to the 13-yard line from Anderson. He's pretty much running the ball every play right now as we hit the 4:17 mark left in the ball game.
Got a chance to go to the Mountain Home Education Foundation Night of Honors last night. That was a lot of fun, too. Real good attendance. A lot of great people went in. Some names you probably recognize, Mike and Joy Walker, I'm
right.
sure. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Timeout taken by Marion as they were about to get a delay of game penalty, it looked like, and they take a timeout. We'll break. 3:53 left in the contest. Marion leads it 49-3. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important. but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fourth down play here for the Patriots. Fourth and about five. Play action. The pass across the middle is good for the touchdown.
What a great fake there. I think he had everybody in the stadium faked out with that handoff and just dumping it right over the middle there. That was a great play.
I truthfully never saw who was in a quarterback for the Patriots. I wasn't paying attention. Auden Crow caught the touchdown pass. Goes for 13 yards. Now, extra point attempt. And apparently, Pierre's too tired of kicking extra points, so they bring in James Hinder. This is Ricardo Ledesma, who's in to attempt the extra point. Ledesma's extra point is up and through. Line drive kick is good. So just under 3 minutes left in the contest. Marion leads it now 56-3. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Clock running with a minute 40 left. By the time they kick this off, if Mountain Home gets the offense out there, they may only have time for one play before the clock runs out here.
Adams back deep for the
Bombers. On this one, looks like Ledesma will kick off once again for the Patriots.
When they start that mercy rule clock, it just flies by.
It does. Point.
It's gone in a hurry.
Here comes the kickoff, and it's a high end-over-end kick. It'll be taken at the 12-yard line, and the return still moving the pile out near the 30, and the pile moved all the way out to the 33-yard line. Nice return.
Across the 30 to the 34-yard line. Bombers will start first and 10.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brad. They'll probably have time for just one or two plays.
Yep. That was Moses Adams on the return that time for Mountain Home. It was a nice one. 38 seconds on the clock. Yep, they'll probably just snap it one more time here. And this one will be over. Looks like Mason Camp is out there. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout by Mountain Home with 30 seconds left. We'll break. It's 56-3. Marion, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
30 seconds to play. Some backups into the ball game for Mountain Home. Patterson under center. Hands it off to his fullback, Pope, straight ahead. And that is, I assume, going to be the last play of the game unless somebody takes a timeout. Or Mountain Home hurries to the line of scrimmage. Which they may.
Looks like they might try to get one more in.
Pick up a three by Pope. 9 seconds left. They'll get one more play here. Patterson to Pope once again. Pope will make his way out to the 41 with a pickup of four, and that will do it.
And that is the end of the ball game.
Marion wins it 56-3. We'll take a break. Begin the post game in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Bombers post-game show is next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!